about the bird that drills holes in trees?
Well, I've heard woodpecker and peckerwood.
Have you ever heard peckerwood used for people?
No.
Okay. Any names for different types of woodpeckers, like very big ones?
No.
Okay. What about the little black and white animal with a bad smell?
Skunk.
Another name for that? Ever hear of a civet cat?
No.
Okay, I've heard that from Arkansas people, so but you might have heard it. Do you have a general name for nasty little animals that might come and get the chickens in the night? You might say, I'm going to get a gun and go out and shoot those.
Weasel.
But you don't know what kind of an animal it is. Just a general name for predators or unpleasant animals. It's also sometimes, especially in old westerns, used for people. Those dirty
rascals.
Well, that's a general idea. It begins with a V.
Varmints.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you, varmint?
Small, nasty, rodent size.
So it includes rodents?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the little bushy-tailed animal that you see in the trees?
Raccoon. Running
in the trees?
Squirrel.
Okay. What color?
Raccoons climb trees.
Do they? Well, you don't see them around here, I guess. What color are the squirrels, mostly?
Brown or gray.
All right. Do you know names for any different kinds of squirrels?
Flying squirrel. Ground squirrel.
What's a ground squirrel?
Well, he lives on the ground or in the tree but can't fly.
Does it look like a regular squirrel, or is it a different type of animal?
I think it's a regular squirrel.
Is it? It is not then the same thing as a chipmunk, or is it?
Not the same.
What is a chipmunk?
Smaller. Much smaller than the regular squirrels we have running around out there.
Are you familiar with those?
They call chipmunks?
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with those?
Yes.
You have those in humans. Okay. Did you ever hear of a squirrel or anything called a mountain broomer?
No.
Okay. How about some common freshwater fish that might be caught in your part of the world?
Trout, brim, crappie, bass, spiral.
Do you fish?
Yes.
Mm. What are the things that pearls are supposed to grow in?
Oysters. Mm.
And another type of seafood that are pink and you often have them fried, they have little tails and they're...
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I'm going to the store to buy a couple of pounds of...
Shrimp? Is that what you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp?
Yes. What is the big thing that makes a croaking noise in the marsh?
Bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. How about little bitty ones that live in the trees?
Tree toad.
Okay. Is that the same as the thing that lives on land and hops around in the garden and gives warts?
No.
What's that?
I just call that a frog.
Okay. But tree toad is a very small one.
Yeah.
All right. And the things that you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
Do you know different types?
Red worms and black worms. My father has a name for the ones that have a big segment in the middle, but I don't know what it is.
What's a little fish that you might use for bait?
Minnow.
Mm-hmm. How about a hard-shelled thing that pulls in its neck and legs?
Turtle.
Do you know a name for one that lives only on land?
Snapping turtles, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure they don't go in the water sometimes.
Ever hear a turtle called a cooter?
No.
Or a gopher?
No.
Okay. How about a thing that's, I think it looks like a